Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. So if you've been looking for a love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive. Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Super special.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions. Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley, and we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Oh, my goodness. It's the Almost Famous podcast.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, gosh.
You hear a lot of voices. So Ashley and I are here. So excited, right, Ashley, to be hanging out with so many of our friends in one place.
And because Ben and I haven't done a podcast in person for 2.5 years since February 2020.
It's wild. We used to do them all the time.
And the last time we did a live podcast together was in Tahoe in February 2020. That's funny. He was on the Bachelor Live tour and we came up here to catch that show.
Yeah. So we have a lot going on in Tahoe this year. It's a big celebration. With a lot of people that have joined onto our family. I just want to take a second, Ashley, and reminisce before we introduce the friends that are with us in the room. We were talking at dinner tonight. All of us went to dinner. And I was thinking back on when we started this podcast. And it was you and I and Amy Sugarman. And we were doing this whole thing with iHeart, trying to figure it out as we go. And now to look around a table tonight of 27 people, and how this little network has grown and that we're still here. we're still doing it.
Yeah, that's really, really crazy. Now we have a spinoff show.
So we have Trista
and Bob right here with us. We have Growing the Almost Famous Family.
That's right.
It's a great
Thank
podcast.
You. Thank you.
As I've told you before, my family are fans because a lot of the people that you're talking about, a lot of things that you're doing, a lot of the ways that you're relating the current time of The Bachelor, which has affected pop culture especially, but culture in general in so many ways within the U.S., is so interesting for the people to look back on. And so if somebody that's listening isn't familiar, can you give us like a 30-second sales pitch, one of you, on why they should listen to this incredible new entity underneath the Almost Famous umbrella?
Sure.
Bob is really funny. Trista laughs at my jokes. That's all I need. That's all I need. You know, so we, Trista and I obviously are, I think, often viewed as a couple of the, what do we say, fairy godmother and Neanderthal. no, but like, you know, we were,
fairy god
I was, folk. Trista was the original Bachelorette, of course. I was on her season, and then they made me the Bachelor right after that. And, you know,
they made you the Bachelor right after that?
The Bachelor right after that. Yeah.
Bachelor. You said Bachelorette.
Did I? You I did. Said the Bachelor right after that. Oh, whatever. So then I was the Bachelorette. No, so it was fun. I mean, so our perception or our perspective, I guess, is obviously from the early start of this whole franchise. And so to see everyone who's come off of it over the years, you know, and done so much good stuff, it kind of makes us proud. Proud parents.
You know what's really crazy? Today I said hi to Trista when she was on the airplane and I like walked by her and then I sat down and I was like, you know, she's like a celebrity and like she's your friend. And it's just like really cool. Like it's crazy because there's so much time in between our times on the show.
Yeah.
But like, so I think back of myself seeing her on the cover of tabloids and stuff. Yeah. And now who would have ever thought that like we'd be part of the same Bachelor family?
Right?
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't like go back and tell myself seeing her in the grocery store aisle.
Yeah.
Like that I was going to like know her one day and like Bob, you too. Like,
isn't that crazy?
My mom was always like, the Bachelor Bob, that Bachelor Bob.
And oh, like- boy. No. So when we were talking about the last time we were all in the same room together, which was the Janner wedding, and I don't know if you guys remember, one of my favorite moments of that wedding was the speech, the best man speech. Yeah. And oh, my gosh. What
you remember the best man speech? Because Jake and Tanner are like two of my closest friends, and I have no idea who did the best man speech.
Well, I remember one part of it. So, what's the guy's name that did it? I can't think of his name all of a sudden. Oh my God, I feel so terrible. But he comes in and he's like, Jared. He goes, oh,
JJ Lane.
JJ Lane.
Oh, okay.
And he's
so
really
that
funny.
The best man speech, but it was like a.
It was a little roast.
Friend speech.
Yeah. And he's like, oh my gosh, I'm looking around the room and I see like, you know, Bachelor Royalty. Trista's here. Oh my God, it's Bachelor Bob. He was my mom's favorite when she was in high school.
I knew it was when I awesome. Said that like, that's what you were going to take it as, but it's not.
But it was still you know like, my favorite moment.
But you know what? Because of all that, we're able to do Almost Famous OGs. Like, yeah, we did an interview probably a year ago now, and it was for Entertainment Tonight or something. And we were like, you know what? We have so much fun together. We should do something together. And I'm like, you know what? We need to do a podcast about OGs. And we reached out to Sugarman. And lo and behold, she was like, you know what? I have the perfect placement for you guys. Yep. Let's actually just bring in some of the like kind of like old school Bachelor people. And we've had such a great time connecting, reconnecting really with people from back in the day, you know, from the people who watched us back in the day that they know, you know, there's so many people. I know I get this all the time. You're the only season I watched. And I know there are so many others who continue to watch the show and love it. But I feel like there's something about the innocence of the show back when we were on it that I feel like people relate to and they love. And that's why they've enjoyed listening to the podcast. Yeah. So I just want to say thank you to you two for letting us.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, spin off. Yeah, true. Exactly.
Crazy to think that when we did the show, there was no social media and there were no such thing as a podcast.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, if you really think about it, people go on the show
with the
now.
Times, guys.
I mean, people go on the show now and they know there are some avenues for them when they come off of the show. And for us back then, it was like, okay, good. Back to your old life. Beat it.
Being a nerd, we have to talk about how today Trista introduced her son Max to Bob and how
that
he was
so
described.
Funny.
So should I say it?
Yes, or you should.
Okay. So Max,
poor Max.
poor Max.
He would kill me if I'm
talking
about this right now.
It was so funny because I just didn't expect it. I really didn't.
So Max is 15. He just turned 15 last week, and he's with Ryan and I. Our daughter is at dance camp. And so we brought Max along and we were all together as a group taking pictures. And I walk up to Bob and I was with Max and I said, hey, Max, you have to meet Bob. Meet my ex, Bob. Yeah.
He's my ex-boyfriend.
One of my ex-boyfriends.
And I'm just like, oh, we're going there. Yeah. We're doing this.
The best is Max's face looked like any 15-year-old when that so would happen to him. He just put his head down like, Mom, I...
He's like, seriously?
Yeah. You're so embarrassing. Yeah,
you're so embarrassing. Oh, my God.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. True love is always being excited from the moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard. The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes. I feel like the moments that you meet your future dog are always like the most special. So when we adopted Lois, she was like, she looked like a bunny. She was like a 4-pound bunny, and she had these ears that were super high, and she turned the corner, and I was just like, well, what, am I not going to bring this dog home? It was just a given.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes. Opening your home to a dog can help open your heart. Love at First Sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find Love at First Sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.
We also have Annalise and Kaylin with us. We're going to start with Annalise. Annalise, it has been a long time since we've been with you. You are a friend of the show. But because of COVID, you know, Ashley and I haven't been together in 2.5 years, which means I think the last time that we were together, you were with us as well, which is wild to think about because a lot's changed. Annalise, what's going on in your life? I know that you spent some time up here in Tahoe, which is where we're at right now. Also some time in San Francisco. So thanks for taking the time to come hang out with us tonight.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, the last time we were all together was in Tahoe, and it was Valentine's Day. And I remember being an awkward seventh wheel. I was saying this earlier. Yeah. Ben, you were with Jess. Kaylin was with Dean. Ashley was with Jared. And I was, there was like a picture of all of us, and I was just sitting on the end. I think I got cropped out of a lot of those tabloid photos because it was Valentine's. It was, look at all these happy couples from Bachelor Nation together. And then just like, wah, wah, Annalise single.
I feel like it would have been better if they just would have had you in the picture.
Yeah. Well, it also like would have been very representational of like who I am. I'm just the single seventh wheel sometimes. But yes, I spent a lot of time in Tahoe, spent a lot of time in San Francisco. I was living in Maui for a while, and now I am back.
Well, it's good to have you with us because it's just been a long time since we've been able to be together.
It's fun.
And Valentine's Day was so special because I was with Jess, but I was also on, that was a special trip because I was on tour for Bachelor Life on Stage. That's how long ago that is.
You weren't engaged yet.
I wasn't engaged yet.
Oh, my God.
We were on tour, which is just crazy to look back on because so much has changed since the last time we've all been able to sit in the same room. Kaylin, you're up to a lot these days. A lot of stuff going on that's really exciting. You're one of my favorite follows on social media because, yes, you are with one of my best friends from the franchise who continues to make me laugh and confused all at the same time. But Kaylin, thanks for coming out here. Thanks for joining us. Why are you here?
Well, I have a new show coming out with iHeart, so stay tuned to see what it is. I'm very excited about it, and I have an exciting first guest coming on.
Yeah, well, I personally, we're going to tease this up until the point where people are going to be like, this is ridiculous, they're not telling me what it's about. But it's worth the wait. I heard about the concept of this show that you're working on, and I think it's brilliant. I think it's going to be so exciting for anybody that tunes in. I think it's really fun because it wraps up a bunch of different audiences into one. I am ecstatic about this. And I told Jess about it as soon as I heard about this. I think this thing's going to be a hit. So this show is one that, yes, we're teasing so hard and so unfairly to anybody listening. But it's worth it because you're out here with us to start working on this really exciting project that I hope is so successful and so amazing. And I think it has all the potential to be that. So we're pumped for you. So again, our family is growing. Again, to go back, Ashley and I, when we started this podcast, there was no other shows with iHeart. So we were like trying to figure out how to make this thing work. And now we see, I mean, I don't know, 1,000 different, iHeart's huge. Always has been, but the podcast network has grown and you're part of it. So welcome.
Before we wrap this up, because we are going to do a game night that we're going to release a little bit after this episode, but we just wanted to say hello, welcome to Tahoe. Welcome to the Tahoe podcast. I just have another full circle moment. Do you know that the moment that Amy came to me about the concept of the show, our podcast, I was at the Beverly Hills Hotel having lunch with her and David Spade.
Oh my God.
Who would ever think that David Spade would also end up in the Bachelor Nation?
That is wild.
It is weird.
Ashley, is such a super fan too. Yeah. He knows everything.
You're a big deal, Ash.
No, that was a cool day though. I was like, Amy was like, "Oh, we're gonna have fun. He's so funny. We'll have lunch." And I was like, "Okay." That, like, we grew up watching this guy, and he was really funny and like really subdued. Like everything he said was in a whisper.
Yeah,
like, it was really funny.
Did and you then, ever see? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh no, no, no. I was gonna say, and then we walked out, and he had like an old Land Cruiser. That's what he drove. An old, like a 2000 Land Cruiser. And my parents have two early 2000 Land Cruisers that they still drive. And I thought that was the coolest thing. I was like, this guy can do whatever he wants, but he drives an old Land Cruiser.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So years ago, he did a spoof of The Bachelor, and it was like probably, I don't know if it was like two or three. Do you know what I'm talking about, Danielle? Oh my God, so funny. So he basically plays The Bachelor. You know, and so he comes in.
Like, where was this? Like, on like,
it was on like, it was on like YouTube or something.
Remember they used to have that website where people would do skits, like comedy skits all the time?
Oh, Funny or Die.
Funny or Die.
It might have been on Funny or Die.
It was that, yeah.
And it was, honestly, God, if you guys can find it, it is so funny because it's so irreverent. And it was everything that we all.
Was it Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell was Funny or Die. Yeah, but this was David Spade who did this.
Got it.
And it was so funny how much he made fun of the show. And like, I remember watching it and just dying laughing because I'm like, oh my God, that's so spot on. Like everything. You know, he'd be like, well, I should probably send these two girls home tonight, but they're crazy and the producer's going to make me keep them. So, I'll do that. I'll do that for another week. And, you know, it's just like he would just say this really irreverent, funny stuff. And then for him to end up on the show and everything else, it's pretty famous.
As a host. Well, a lot of full circle moments. And tonight we are sitting in a circle recording this podcast. Wow. We have a really...
What a full circle comment.
Yeah. We have a big game night ahead of us. It is currently, let's just give the time, it is 11 p.m.
And I'm on East Coast and infant time.
That's right. Yeah. Ashley is fighting the good fight here.
I'm actually doing
and
good.
At 11 p.m., you know what you do? You play a game, and that's what we're going to do tonight.
Everyone
thanks
knows
to
that.
L'Occitane. We're going to play Bachelor Jeopardy. The teams are this. It's going to be myself, Trista and Kaylin versus Bob, Ashley, and Annalise. It is
gonna
be
going to
be Jeopardy focus. It's set up like Jeopardy with quiz questions about The Bachelor. I have a feeling that our team is going to rock their worlds. So as we mentioned, it's really great to have everybody in one place, in one room, hanging out together, talking about life, catching up on life, having dinner. And we're going to be going on the lake. We're going to be putting out some incredible shows for you. Stay tuned, because as I mentioned, we have game night going on. It's 11 p.m. here. It's going to be game night, Bachelor focused, with some Bachelor superstars who should know all the answers. But let's see if they do. Stay tuned for the next episode. Thanks to L'Occitane, Celebrity Game Night.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
So if you've been looking for a love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive. Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Super special.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions. Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.